1979. I remember it like it was yesterday. John and Wendy Mackin were playing in Oakland in our main studio Saturday morning as part of the Saturday Light Brigade and a bluegrass program. They're still playing great together, and I'm happy that we have them here this morning. Here, the John and Wendy Mackin Band.
Oh, you Mississippi River, water so deep and wide. My thoughts, if you keep rising, just like an evening tide. I'm just like a seagull that's left to sea. Oh, your muddy water, you keep on calling me. Gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging around again someday. Boy, that's the only way to lose the Mississippi River blues. You're late.
John and Wendy Mackin here at the Saturday Light Brigade. John, how long have you guys, you two have been playing together? Did you play before you were married?
Yeah, that's how we met. We met in a band. What was it called? Willow Creek Ramblers, I believe it was. We met in a band in 1972 or 3.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we got married in 74, I think it was. So we've been playing a long time.
Yeah. And you've never grown tired of it.
No. Still, you know.
Not so much as you'd notice.
Is you two tune? I'm going to turn to Angela and Lisa so that we can learn more about what's going on. I called you Angela. Angie.
That's okay.
Are you an Angela?
I am an Angela.
I shouldn't make any assumptions about that. Tell me about yourself first.
I am a native of Ohio and have been in Pittsburgh for 8 years and absolutely loving it and loving the music scene here in Pittsburgh and everything that it has to offer. I've been working at Chatham University for 3.5 years, and my main role there is producing the summer series.
And what a series it is. You know, I was taking a look. We actually linked to the main webpage so folks could learn not just about this concert we'll be talking about shortly, but about the entire series. When did Chatham start doing this series?
This is our third year.
Wow.
It's been just an amazing, fantastic ride. And we offer not only concerts, but theatrical productions, workshops, farm-to-table dinners, just a lot of great programming out at the new campus in the North Hills.
Right. I was going to say, make sure you make a note, this is the Gibsonia campus or the Eden Hall campus of Chatham University, and it's the Chatham University Eden Hall Summer Series. And one reason we've got John and Wendy here and shortly Nathan Zub is because on August 13th, a week from today, free from 3 until 10 o'clock, there is an event as part of the series, the Eden Hall Bluegrass Festival. Plus, I'm calling it the Bluegrass Festival Plus because there's some bands and performers that even go a little bit beyond bluegrass. And it's a great event. What prompted you to focus on bluegrass and acoustic music?
Well, we really wanted to focus for the summer series on local bands. That was something that was really important to us, of giving a opportunity to local bands to perform. And our former president, Esther Barazzoni, is a huge bluegrass fan. So we knew that one of the concerts we wanted to have be bluegrass. And then we've worked with Calliope before on Chatham's campus. And when I first came to Pittsburgh 8 years ago, there was an amazing bluegrass festival in Mellon Park that Calliope used to put on. So, and thinking about how we wanted to expand the bluegrass and music, and that day we wanted to do a festival and bring that together. So it's been a really cool and just fun experience.
Well, that's great. And Lisa Alexander is here from Calliope, and it's nice to have you here. Who are some of the folks that will be performing during the festival?
On Saturday?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a better question.
Oh. I thought you might know.
We have the Early Maze that will be performing, Well Strung. I have my little cheat sheet that I need to get out now, because we have 9 bands that are going to be performing throughout the day in 3 different venues on campus. We have an outdoor beautiful amphitheater, as well as a large barn that's being renovated that has a great just kind of country feel to it, and then a stage in the new Esther Barazzoni Center. So 3 different areas that will have 9 different bands performing throughout the day. The other bands that are performing, of course, John and Wendy, Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy.
I think the Lackawanna Longnecks are there, if memory serves.
Absolutely. The Lone Pine String Band and some other bands as well performing.
Excellent. Well, again, this is happening on August 13th. Let's return to John and Wendy Mackin. It's such a pleasure to have them here. What would you like to do next?
Let's get Wendy to play an old instrumental called Home Sweet Home.
And that was beautifully done by Wendy. Lou Scheinman is listening and called and said, say hi to John and Wendy and Lisa. And I guess I just did. Lou's always listening. Lou's always there. Are you guys getting out and about much? Of course, there's the concert we just mentioned at the Eden Hall campus in Gibsonia, but are you playing some other places?
Playing at the Mount Lebanon Farmers Market on the second Saturday of every month.
Oh, terrific.
In the morning from 9 till noon, so we've been doing a lot of that. And we have a few shows coming up in Ohio in September and October. We have up in Lovettsburg, Ohio, and Shalersville, Ohio. And I'm trying to think.
I think
we're going to be back here in the
fall.
Oh,
yes.
Terrific. Yeah. Where are the cities in Ohio? I'm not familiar.
There's Leavittsburg. Okay, if you were going up the turnpike, and there's the Warren exit up in Warren, and you just go up Warren a little bit, and there's Leavittsburg, Ohio. And that's where Jerry Douglas is from. It's a little town up there on the right in the middle, right in the edge of Warren. Really neat little spot. And they have a little schoolhouse up there, Johnson Community Center. And they have bands up there every month. And there's three bands, and they come in and play in the evenings. And a lot of farmers and that come in. You know, it's a neat little spot.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then you've got another one.
In Shalersville. And that's up the road about another exit. And that runs like one runs the first Saturday of the month, one runs the third. And they have another bands in it. And then they the same group comes in. It's a really neat little spot.
That's great. And I know we've linked to you from our web page, and I'm trying to remember whether we linked to your Facebook site or how we chose to do that. Maybe how can people best get in touch with you?
We don't have a Facebook page.
Okay, then we didn't link to that.
It wasn't that. We have a website. It's just macandband.com.
Perfect. Macandband.com. I knew there was a link somewhere.
I didn't.
Well, we're going to have time for probably three more songs.
Okay.
It's so good to have you guys here today. It's
Thank
like old
you.
Home week.
Yep.
What's next?
Let's do one called Dying Union County.
Okay.
Down in Union County, down in Union County, down in Union County to see my Susie.
I just put a pretty picture of John and Wendy up on our Facebook page if you want to watch them sort of in a still position as they play. We can't, I'm not doing those animated pictures yet.
But, I didn't get a pretty picture of us at all, but
Wendy's a speak for yourself.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to remember, you've got children, and what are they up to?
Well, they're all on vacation. Two of them are on vacation. We have twins, Katie and Jack, but they're 40 years old now, so they're getting up there.
Are they playing music?
I love you saying that.
I know, huh?
Are they playing music
as
well?
Yeah, they do. And we have a daughter in Boston, and they all play. They all some form or another. Yeah.
What's your daughter's name?
Aaron.
Aaron, Kate.
Aaron and Kate. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember meeting Aaron a long, long time ago.
Yeah. We drag her out to a lot of places when we played. Yeah.
And Jack plays fiddle with us now.
Yeah.
If he weren't on vacation, he'd be here.
Yeah. That's great.
They're all on vacation down to North Carolina and Virginia. So, John left us hanging alone.
Yeah. Well, you guys are fine as a duo. It's fun to listen to you, and you'll be able to see them next week as part of the Chatham University Eden Hall Summer Series in collaboration with Calliope, August 13th. We're I was in the midst of putting up a link to the page that has the schedule for it up on our website, and I'll do that in just a second so folks could get a hold of it. What would you like to do next?
Let's do an old Bill Monroe song, one that kind of a lonesome thing. Are you going to write keys?
Are we in A?
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
I'm in the right key.
Yeah, it's a pretty song, unusual for Bill Monroe, kind of one called Sitting Alone in the Moonlight. Wondering about my darling, I can still hear her say goodbye. Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart has found another. Days gone by, wondering about my darling, I can still hear her say goodbye. Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here, each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart has found another, and now she's far, far away.
John and Wendy Mack and Larry in Elwood City just wrote, and he said, I don't think I've heard them play since a Brady's Run Bluegrass Festival. And they sound just as good as they did then.
Very nice.
And enjoying hearing you this morning. And he's right. You do sound great. It's bringing back a lot of memories. And that song was great. You two sung that beautifully together. It's sort of like you take the two of you and blend your voices, and you almost hear Bill Monroe.
Yeah. We try to cover each other up real well.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get one more from John and Wendy, and then Nathan Zub, we're going to do a little set change, and Nathan Zub is going to come up and probably do three songs or so as we talk about the show taking place on August 13th. I almost said August 6th. It's a week from today, and should be a great show. We'll recap that again.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I played out there last year with Ron Meising, and it was just gorgeous. Beautiful amphitheater, and it's just such nice seating, and the sun's great. And that barn is priceless. I keep looking, thinking, boy, you should have a square dance or something in that barn. That is so nice. It's really, it's just very nicely attended out there, and it's just really nice.
Folk and bluegrass acoustic music is, it never really goes away, but from the public eye, we see it sometimes a little more prominent than other times. And I think we're on another upswing.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is nice again. I see an awful lot of people playing and picking and just enjoying traditional music or their own spin on traditional music.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the city right now, an awful lot.
So if you go to mackinband.com, you can learn more about John and Wendy, mackinband.com.
That's right.
Is that it?
And I got it right. We'll show you how to use the internet. I'm getting the impression John's not an internet guy.
I could get there, but it'd take me about 3 days, I think.
He only knows YouTube.
Yeah. Does he know that he has a Facebook page?
What?
Does he know that he has a Facebook page?
I do, yeah.
He likes Facebook.
I do. Okay. I like recreational stuff. I don't do anything.
I was going to say, because I did tag each of you on your picture, and I just hope I got the right Mac.
I think, probably.
Yeah. I just can't go to websites too well. Yeah. I get lost.
Probably better off.
Yeah.
What do you want to finish up with?
We need to pick you on there. One call, we go tell
Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Oh, there's one we
probably the definitive banjo song.
Nicely done. You made it seem easy. That's Wendy Mackin along with John Mackin. And Nathan Zoob's coming up in a minute. We're going to give him a hard act to follow with Cephas and Wiggins at the Saturday Light Brigade. Dog Days of August from Cephas and Wiggins. Thanks for being here with us today. Thanks to WNJR for your tweet. Also, I see Bruce said hello, Dougie. Thank you. And Dougie, I did get your phone message. Thank you for checking in. Brian Junker, appreciate the nice comments. And also Catherine, thank you. We are previewing today during this hour the upcoming Chatham University Eden Hall Summer Series, which features it's a regular series, and on August 13th, bluegrass and acoustic music from 3 until 10 o'clock on the Eden Hall campus in Gibsonia. We'll talk with Angie Jasper in a minute about some of the other activities happening on that same day. But Nathan Zoob is here. He's going to share a few songs. And Nathan, take it away.
Sure.
Tapping on the wire, trying hard to get inspired, unaware that though you cannot see the stars when you're caught standing in the storm, but they're still there. It was math to figure out. You were swimming in a drought, and it made no sense. And you want, you want, you want, you want. You hope you want, you want. You feel intense. Oh, SOS. Save our souls, SOS. SOS. Save our souls, SOS. In a sea of storm and urge, you would binge until you'd purge, and then a repeat. You found a direct line to God, Psalm 20 clicks above the Baltic Sea. You were sick and out of sorts, following ships from port to port, releasing doves. And you love, 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 you hate how much you love. Oh. SOS, save our souls, SOS, SOS, save our souls, SOS. Set the signal out and now you wait. But there is no island now, and the who and what and how of what we create. Oh, SOS, save our souls, SOS. Trying hard to get inspired, unaware that though you cannot see the stars when you're caught standing in the storm, well, they're still there. Yeah, you were sick and out of sorts, following ships from port to port, releasing doves. And you love, you love, you love, you love. You love him when he looks like he's in love.
Nathan Zub at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome. It's nice to have you here. Tell me about that song.
That song's called SOS. It's off my debut EP, Curriculum Vitae. It's a song about losing your inspiration and finding it in a storm and other water metaphors.
Yeah, it's a great song. And
thank you.
And you sing it really well. In fact, I want to be sure I say this the right way, but I think of you as a guitar player primarily because you're an outstanding guitar player, you're also an outstanding singer.
Oh, thank you. I like it here.
It's a nice place. The compliments keep coming. When you try our complimentary peanuts, even they say nice things to you, too. I'm trying to think, you've been in Pittsburgh for... How long now?
Going on 10, maybe 11 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way.
Wow. I can still remember when you first got here, and that's good old Pittsburgh. People are still going to say, he's new to Pittsburgh, even though you've been here.
don't remember any of the old landmarks, so.
Yeah, you'll learn them because people will keep referring to them. When did you start playing guitar? Was that early in your life?
I was 14, so a little bit later than some other guitarists, but early.
Do you remember the circumstances as to why you decided?
Yeah. There was a girl. she knew how to play Simon and Garfunkel, and I had a huge crush on her, so I went to her teacher and learned how to play Simon and Garfunkel, and then forgot about the girl, and my whole life became the guitar. She's very nice, though. She was very nice.
I'm not going to ask you her name. Did the guitar captivate you to the point really where it
where I failed out of classes? Sure.
Yeah.
I sort of picked it up, like I said, because I wanted to impress somebody, and within a year it was all I was thinking about. So I would come home and I would sit and just play for hours, or I'd pick apart my favorite songs. I would – I hope my parents aren't listening. I would sit in the halls of my high school and I would play through just the whole day.
And your high school was okay with that?
Weirdly, yeah. It's a really public way to cut class if you're playing guitars in the hallway and nobody really stopped me.
Now, I
never thought about that.
I know you came to Pittsburgh from New York City. Where were you raised?
New York City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that you were at a public high school in New York.
I was.
And so it's okay to play guitar. You've set a precedent. You know, maybe they'll have to continue.
Stay in school.
That.
I wish I had studied more math.
Now, you went on to college, I know, did you, right?
Yeah.
If my memory's
Carnegie
right.
Carnegie Mellon.
Okay, and that's what brought you to Pittsburgh, I'm
correct.
Gathering. Okay. Well, and Zoob's going to be part of the show, the day, the festival taking place. It's a one-day festival at Chatham. And I wanted to get back to Angie Jasper because it's music from 3 till 10 with three stages, so there's a lot. I think 9 groups altogether, John and Wendy Mackin Band, who you heard earlier with Bluegrass, and the Lackawanna Longnecks are going to be there, Well Strung, Nathan is going to perform there. But there's more going on than music, too. Tell me more about what's happening.
Absolutely. We have a artist market that's going to be set up from 3 to 7 in the Esteb Arizoni Center. We have about 12 different artists that are coming, pottery, oil, watercolor, jewelry, so a lot of different types of visual art that will be on display and available to purchase. Also, we have farm fresh concessions coming from the Eden Hall Produce out at the farm that will be available throughout the concert. And also the concession stand set up in the Dairy Barn Cafe. So not only music, but great food and art as well.
What's this farm all about? Is that operated by Chatham?
It is. So Eden Hall campus is almost 400 acres, and a lot of the acreage we use for farming produce. We don't have chickens, cows, or anything of that nature on the farm just yet. But they have many acres of vegetables, and we use that in the cafeteria for the students on Eden Hall campus, as well as Eastside campus and the Shadyside campus. But for all of the concessions, everything comes from the farm as well. And they do just a wide variety of different types of vegetables, some exotic, some just your run-of-the-mill tomatoes.
Now, this is August 13th, the event we're talking about from 3 until 10, and it's free, as are all of the other summer series events. And are there more to come after this one?
Absolutely. We have on August 20th a singer-songwriter from California that's going to be coming in, Jesse Daniel Edwards, with a local musician, Nina Santos, will be performing. August 27th, we have two of Pittsburgh's favorites, Denora and Emerson Jay, performing out at the amphitheater. And then we have Improvised Shakespeare coming in September 10th, and that is a paid event. It's $23 for adults and $18 for students. We round out the summer series with a harvest tasting dinner, partnered with Pittsburgh Magazine on September 24th, and it's $100 to a ticket for that event.
Sounds like a fundraiser.
It is, yes. The proceeds go to support the Falk School students, scholarships for them.
That's terrific. I was just at Falk School a couple of weeks ago. How can people learn more? We've linked to it as well, but for the summer series, best probably just to Google it. But
if we have our website is chatham.edu/summer-series.
Oh, perfect.
And that gives all the information about the upcoming events and campus as well.
Thanks. We'll talk with Lisa Alexander after Zoob's next song just to get an update on what's new with Calliope. What would you like to do next?
I thought I would do a cover. This is an instrumental, I believe, written by Dave Graham or Bert Janch. But the version that your listeners might know was performed by Simon and Garfunkel on the Sounds of Silence album. So this is Angie.
Nathan Zoob, you made that seem so easy. That was that was written by Davey Graham. I had to look it up, but also Bert Janch did also play it. Davey Graham wrote that when he was about 21 or so. That riff, it's been a while since I've heard the other versions. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of the coal mining, is that part of his arrangement, or did you add that?
I didn't add that myself.
Okay.
It's definitely in the Simon and Garfunkel version. I think it's in the Bert Janch version. I can't recall if it's in the Davy Graham version.
I imagine it would, but you never know that, Paul. He may have chosen to do
Wild
something.
And
yeah. Lisa Alexander is here representing Calliope, the Pittsburgh Folk Music Society, and you're partnering with Eden Hall in the show we've been talking about. But I also wanted to just, you've got a great season.
Yeah, we do.
Coming up, the Hot Club of Cowtown mm-hmm. is one I remember, and Taj Mahal. Mm-hmm. Also, as part of the Roots series, Trout Fishing in America, which is a big favorite of a lot of our listeners. Who else is coming in that we should maybe take note of?
Well, this is the 40th season of Calliope, which is pretty great. So in addition to the regular eight concert series concerts that we have, we also have the two fundraiser concerts, which is the Taj Mahal and the Rita Coolidge concert. But we're also going to have Lindsay Liu and the Flat Bellies with the Straybirds. They're going to be here in November. The Subdudes, they're going to be coming December 3rd. And David Lindley. Tan, that's another one that we're pretty excited about having. So I know it's a pretty exciting season ahead. People are giving a lot of positive feedback about it. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, I've always liked David Lindley. And if you don't know him, and I don't know a whole lot of esoteric things like this, but he's the guitarist who is with Jackson Browne, mm-hmm. Has been with Jackson Browne for most of his music. And he's a great performer in his own right. So if you go, let's see, it's calliopehouse.org.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is how you can get more details. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go right back to Nathan because we have time for one more. His album is out. Website?
NathanZoob.com.
Easy enough. That's C-O-O-B.
C-O-O-B.
And the new album is?
Curriculum Vitae.
Curriculum Vitae, CV. And you can look for that on his website. I'm sure it's all over the place in terms of purchasing. What would you like to close up with?
I thought I'd close with a little ballad I wrote when I was 16. Don't know why I'm making this decision right now, but it's on the record. It's funny, we were talking about Casey Dealey during the break. I played this for Casey and Dan's rededication ceremony not too long ago, which is one of my prouder moments as a musician. So I thought I would close off with this. It's called Polish Gold. Don't draw those lines around me. I know just where you are. I see you when I'm sleeping. Feel you in the dark. And if you had nobody, it wouldn't matter much. When you lay down beside me, my hair would still stand up. Such faith in talking, some words mean more unsaid. Don't worry where you're walking, you get there in the end. And if you had no voice, I'd still know what you mean. And if you walked forever, you'd still end up with me. Still could see your soul, even without.
shine like Polish gold.